you know, I'm very excited. It was a Common Council meeting last night. I'll have everybody's reactions. I was down there, Chief Williams, Chief Brooks, some of the council members. But right now, it's the newsmaker of the day is Utica Mayor David Raffaro. Mr. Mayor, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Mark. How are we doing?
Well, I got a lot of not a lot of sleep last night. And, you know, yesterday the news came down that you announced that you will not be seeking re-election for the city of Utica.
Hey, that's it, you're not going into anything else.
That's it. Done. I'll see you guys later. It was a shocker.
Yeah, it was a shocker. It wasn't a shocker, but it was. You know, where do I begin?
Yeah.
You know? I've been in public service a long time. You know, I served 5 years on the school board, 4 years on the common council, now the mayor, 4 years. And, you know, we've done a lot of good. And, you know, I've been in private practice my whole life here. Mm-hmm. I love this area. And to be very honest with you, everybody's asking me, are you sick?
Yeah.
Is something wrong?
There's some doom and gloom coming.
Yeah, all the rumors that this is happening to you or that is happening to you. It's just all, you know, just all nonsense. I just looked at my family and I talked to my kids and it just got prevalent over the last few weeks. And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to take a step backward. I set the city up for success. We've done so many good things. And I said, you know what? I'm going to start to enjoy my family. I'm going to do my business, my private funeral business. I'm going to go back and be there all the time. And I'm just going to do that. And I'm going to kind of like fade out of political life. Because honestly, I've done it since I was in my 30s. And I just want a little bit of peace.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's really nothing more than that. I want to enjoy my family. My kids are at the point, you know, they said, Dad, you know, we can't go here. We can't go there. Scheduling and, you know, and I tell the story. My daughter gets crazy when I say this, but, you know, we just made reservations to go away. And I go, oh, my God, I had to switch my reservations. And I went, I've got to go a few days late.
Right.
And so my daughter goes, you mean I got to fly without you? And I looked at her and she goes, I've never flown without you, Dad. And I said, I looked at her, I go, oh my God, you know how bad I felt. And I said, well, I'll meet you a few days later. And I said, you know what? Nobody realizes the nights, the weekends, the holidays that you take away from your kids, from your family, from the things that you want to do. I didn't mind the work. I loved it. I loved being mayor. I loved going out and see the people. I loved especially bringing the youth. That's the one thing that I did is I embraced the youth.
Sure did.
I brought them in City Hall. I went to them, you know, the Operation Play in the Park and why I love Utica essay contest. And I got calls yesterday from the schools. These kids were so sad. They go, you're the first mayor that ever did these things. You came to us. You sat. You know how many times I sat in classrooms and talked to these kids and read books and just did whatever. And I love that, you know. And, you know, that's the stuff that I'm really going to miss. That's the sad stuff that I'm going to miss. But I said, you know, I got to weigh it out. And let's face it, I'm in a business where all I see is sickness and death all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I give advice to people, you know, live your lives. And sometimes you got to move on. And so when this last thing happened with my kids and my son texts me, he says one day, he says, Dad, he says, can we go here or there? You know, he wanted to do something with me. And he's older. He's 25. And I go, I can't. I'm always saying, I can't. I can't. And I said, you know what? I got to stop saying I can't to my kids. And that's basically it. And it's not a big, you know, everybody's looking for this big thing. Why, you know, something's happening to him. Something. It's just so much nonsense. It's just, I'm going to have a little peace in my life. I'm going to go back to my private business. Well, I'm not back to it. I'm still there, but I'm just going to devote all my time to it, and I'm just going to take a little bit of time with my family, and that's basically it.
Utica Mayor David Raffaro announced yesterday he was not seeking re-election. So there's no doom and gloom coming. There's no huge investigations or arrests.
Oh God!
Because as soon as this happened, because you just announced that you were running for re-election.
Well,
just recently, and so everybody's assuming that the writing's on the wall for David Raffaro, and he's smart enough to get out before. So that plays no role in any of this.
Listen, you know, they handed me the assembly race. they handed me the assembly race. So it was mine for the taking. I had all the votes. And, you know, the bottom line is that I was poised next to be the next assembly person. And, you know, I looked at it and I said, I'd have to be in Albany. I have to be away from Utica. And I honestly, I didn't want to be away from Utica. And I just don't want to go to Albany 2-3 days a week for 6 months out of the year. I didn't want to do that. And they were shocked when they handed it to me. And I said, listen, you know, I don't want to do that. And that was a large part for my family.
Yeah.
And a large part that I didn't want to be away. And at that time, I really started to evaluate. So, you know, it's that, you know, people ask me, they go, I didn't make my formal announcement for mayor, but it's because of the assembly that I had I said, listen, I'm concentrating. I'm going to be the mayor.
Right.
And that's if they took that all as the announcement, I didn't make the announcement yet. But I said, yes, I'm going to run for mayor. I want to stay. I'm not going to go to the assembly. And so as I thought about it and things transpired, and I looked at it and I go, you know what? We've done a lot of good. We set whoever's going to be next for, so we set the city up for success. The Harbor Project, it took 50 years. I did it in 24 months. You know, we've got the land signed over by the governor. We got National Grid under a $100 million consent order. If anybody goes to North Utica, go look at the buildings are coming down. You can start to see the water back there. Nobody even knew there was water back there before I brought it to their attention. I mean, listen, that's a $200 million project. And that's my baby. And that's what they got to make sure that they finish, because that's what's going to revitalize Utica. And I will use all the affiliations and the connections that I made to make sure that that stays. I'll always be in the background to help them. You know, listen, we made Utica relevant again.
Mm. Yeah, you hear it from a lot of state leaders.
Absolutely. You know, listen,
just look who's been through here. The Attorney General's been here.
He was here last week.
Chuck Schumer's been here almost. Yeah. It seems like he's here every other month or
Chuck is here all the time. Chuck Schumer called me yesterday. He was devastated. He goes, Mayor, I can't believe it. I mean, we have a direct pipeline to Governor Cuomo, my very dear friend, and just going to be a great governor. Eric Schneiderman, the new Attorney General, who's another dear friend of mine, Senators Gillibrand and Schumer, and Mayor Bloomberg from New York City, they called yesterday. They were just so taken back, and you know they said, you know, we would have done anything for you. I mean, we made affiliations with the movers and shakers of the world, and we made Utica relevant again, and you know, I never really knew. I got so many calls yesterday, and it's really heartwarming to think how much they thought of me.
Yeah.
And they all told me, they says, you put Utica back on the map. We know where Utica is now. And, you know, it makes me feel good. But we've got to keep that momentum going. And I'll help whoever's going to be there to do this. You know, we've got the harbor going. I got the master plan all set up. All you have to do is follow it. Because I've already instituted some things. The roundabout. The roundabout will be done within the next 9 months before.
So that's going to be done before you leave.
I just sent it to bid yesterday. So the roundabout will be done. All that paving will be done. The parking concept. We're going to change the parking concept from a parking garage. We're going to do some open lots because we could do more with less, the less money that we have. Because, you know, the state and federal government are cutting back. We're going to do the multimodal facility. The next 9 months, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to make sure that all the loose ends are tied up so that whoever takes over. And honestly, I don't care. All I care is that the city moves forward. That's all I ever cared about. And so I just am going to set them up for success. And I don't care who it is. And, you know, we've done a lot of good in 4 years, and people didn't think we could do it. You know, you pick up the paper, every day is doom and gloom. Everything was negative. But you know what? There's a lot of positive. Okay? So, listen, you got to think positively. And yesterday, my Facebook page was blowing up. I tell you the truth, it broke my heart yesterday. There were so many people I didn't know. I got to tell you, thank you all for your letters, your phone calls, my Facebook page telling me, you know, you're the best mayor ever. You can't leave us. I got to tell you, that really, I felt bad. Last night, myself and Angelo were going through it, and Angelo was nearly in tears. He looks, he goes, these people love you. And I go, you know what? You never know it until afterwards.
Yeah.
But I got to thank them because they always believed in me, and, you know, they believed in my vision for the city, and we'll be okay. Listen, Utica's going to be okay. We're going to set it up so that the next person can continue this. And, You know, listen, we've got Angela right in Schumer's office.
Yeah.
I mean, Angela now is the district director for Chuck Schumer. So he's got the top job.
I'm already working on Angela for an interview with the senator. Hopefully. Who knows? He said, you gotta email this and email that.
Angela,
all right.
So you're better off going through the CIA than going through Angela. He's tough. He's tough. But there's a bright young guy that, you know, and when I told him, I said, Ange, and he says, this is your time. You've got to go. Because he was lobbied by the governor when he was in the attorney general's office for a job by Tom DiNapoli. And Tom DiNapoli called yesterday. He goes, Dave, he says, you know, it's been the pleasure working with you. He says, you know, he says, you've been one of the greatest guys, he says, to come down here. Because you know why? I don't think in politics, you know, everything is push, shove.
Yeah.
I never pushed and shove. I went and asked gently. Because I always felt if you talk to people nicely, they respond nicely, you know. And so mm-hmm. I think that's why we've gained some respect. And, you know, but Angelo was, you know, he's poised to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And he never thought that he was going in this direction to the political world. And he's a graduate of Whitman out of Syracuse University.
Yep.
You know, he's a bright young kid. So, you know, so we still got the connection. He's in Schumer's office. You'll still have his connection here, and we'll always be. Listen, we love Utica. That's the bottom line. And really, there's nothing major. People are looking for something major to be wrong.
Yeah,
there's nothing major. Wrong.
Everybody, talking last night. It was yesterday. It was the whole story. All the reporters I saw, you know, at the Common Council meeting last night were looking for the mayor. Everybody wanted to get the exclusive comments, interviews from the mayor. And I would love to say that thank you for coming in today. It was unexpected. Hank Brown scooped me.
Yeah.
Hank Brown got the scoop. I'll deal with it today, but I was kind of hanging my head. And to see you walk through the door today, it was really like a shock.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something about Hank Brown. Hank Brown, when I first came on the political circuit, he embraced me. He treated me like a son. I've got to tell you. And I've never forgot it. He's like, you know, a father figure.
Yeah, yep.
And I love Hank. He's a great guy. He loves this area, and he's been doing this for 50-something years. And I said to myself, I said, you know what? I'm getting up tomorrow morning, and I said, I'm going to go with the people who you started with, who gave you the respect, and you give it to them back. And I went to see Hank Brown this morning. As you well know, that's why you were shocked.
Yeah,
when I
was shocked.
Corner.
I ran down, got a cup of coffee. I was going to chain you to the table if I had to. But
listen, they don't come any better than Hank Brown.
That's for sure.
Let me tell you something. He's a good man. And so I said, you know what? I started with Hank, and I'm going to finish with Hank.
Nice.
And so, but I'm finishing with you.
Yes. I like it. I know Dan Miner was trying everything he could do yesterday at City Hall from the OD to
Dan's a good, he's a reporter for the OD. Dan's a good kid. You know? He showed up at my house yesterday, and my son opened the door, and he goes, Dad. And I looked, I go, Dan, tomorrow I'll give you an interview. I says, not today. I says, today, I says, just let me get through it, because I'm going to tell you something. It was emotional for us.
Yeah, it has to be. You put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into the city government.
I gave a gallon of my blood.
And you know, a lot of people don't realize that you were on the school board for a number of years, and then you were on the common council, and then you took the mayor spot.
Right.
And that adds a lot. Yeah, that adds up.
I was 30-something years old when I started, and, you know, it's 13 years, and so I'm just going to go back to my private funeral business, my private life, and I'm still going to be a Utica. I'm not going anywhere. You know, my son just bought a house yesterday in Utica.
Wow.
So listen, we're not going anywhere.
Your son, who is a very nice young man, by the way.
Thank you.
And
he's
a heck of a baseball player.
I know that.
Our guy, Bobby Miller, in production, he's on a team with him and plays baseball. And I've seen him a couple times. And he can throw that ball. Dave, does he get it from you? Yeah. Are you a baseball player in your day?
You know what? We always kid about it. I always say he got it from me all those nights that I would throw the ball in the backyard because, you know, I was always working, and he would look at me and he would go, when did you throw the ball to me, Dad? You know, we laugh about it. I go, well, my buddies used to do it for you. But he was a natural lefty pitcher, my son. And I got to tell you, I miss those days, you know, all the baseball games. And yeah, he was good. Thank God I got two great kids.
Yeah.
And I'm going to enjoy them. That's what I'm going to do now.
We got a caller right now. Talk of the town. Hey, caller, you on? Hello? All right, we seem to have missed them. So it's got to be a you know, just talking with you before the show, Dave, and just watching your manner, it seems like there's a big weight lifted off your shoulders.
Oh, God, you know, nobody understands how many hours I work a week. I was never home. I mean, 7 days, seven nights a week. It took me out. It puts a toll on your family.
Yeah.
Puts a toll on your family. And everybody wants to assume things, and you know, rumors fly. And I, you know what? I just want to go back and just take a big deep breath. And yesterday, I didn't believe I was going to do it myself because it was hard not to do this. Because I love being mayor. I love doing this. But right now, I have to take a breather. But I set the city up for success. So no matter who takes over, they're going to do okay. They're going to do okay. You know, so nothing much to it. Everybody thought that there was something to it, and I laugh. I look back and I go, you know, they always think that there's something bad. Or
everybody wants to
lurking.
Assume the worst.
Yeah, that's, you know, well, that's just the way it is. You know, people always assume the worst, but there's nothing bad about it.
You're on with Utica Mayor David Raffaro. Go ahead.
Good morning. It's Chris Altino.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I just wanted to say a few things to my friend David, and that let him know that he's going to be surely going to be missed. He's done a phenomenal job. He thought out of the box, and I'm going to miss him. I think he's done a great job for our city, and he really has love for our city.
Oh, there we go. I'm sorry, I hit a couple buttons. All right, Chris, thanks, buddy.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
Good luck, David.
Chris Altino,
Chris, I've worked well with Chris through the years, and likewise, he does a great job on the school board, another dedicated official, trust me. You know, when you look at some of the people in this city, there's a lot of dedicated officials.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're in public life, I mean, it's easy to take shots at people, but they don't see what we go through on a daily basis. And you know what? Listen, you know, you could complain about elected officials, and elected officials can never make the right choices all the time. But, you know, 90%, 99% of the people have the best interests of this community at heart, and Chris is one of them. So
624-0870, 624-0870. We're joined with by Utica Mayor David Raffaro after his announcement that he will not be seeking re-election. It's, you know, I really understand where you're coming from with the family life, because as a morning show guy, and I've been a morning show guy for years and years and years and years, you can't get away.
No.
Like, you cannot get, no matter what. You want to take a vacation, you've got to wait. And if you want to go out of town, you can't, because if you're not here, then, you know, there's nobody giving the people out there what they want to hear. So you really got to keep that momentum going. And some days you wake up and you're like, why am I getting up? It's you know, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I was at work till 10 o'clock last night chasing down stories, and it wears on you and your family. You have to listen to your wife or your kids saying, you know, oh, I got to play tonight, but you can't come because you got a council meeting or because you got to do an interview. So, I think it's you've got to do really what you've got to do. And for the people out there that have all these negative connotations of you leaving, I encourage them to run for any public office. And being at the Common Council meeting last night, there was probably 7 to 10 people.
Right.
And that's not really taking an active role in your government. If you want to complain and throw stones from the cheap seats, I always say upgrade to the expensive seats so you're closer, so you don't have to throw as hard.
Well, that's it. You know what? We always poke fun every year for the budget. We have the budget hearing. And do you know how many people show up for it?
I can only imagine.
Zero.
Yeah.
Okay. For the public hearing. But, you know, that's just the way it is. But I tell you the truth, when I was announcing it yesterday, and nobody knew.
Nobody, yeah.
Nobody knew.
I talked to everybody, and they said, no idea. This was a shock. Bill Morehouse, who's coming in, he's going to be my next guest, he said he had to run out and get a tie from his car because he didn't have one on, and he saw all the cameras there.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I told everybody, I told all my department heads to be down there, and they didn't know what it was. And I got to tell you the truth, the night before, myself and Angelo were writing my speech, and he goes, are you sure you're going to do this? And I go, I am so torn. I am so torn, but I know that I have to do this. And, you know, listen, the assembly seat was handed to me, and I knew that I couldn't go there. And now this was, I mean, I had so much support for the mayor, but it's not about that. It's you know, your private life. It's what you need. I needed this.
Yeah.
My family needed this. But I tell you something, in the audience, my police chief, Mark Williams, I tell you, that guy is such a great guy. I could. He had tears in his eyes, and I tell you, and you know, it really, really choked me up. Danny Labella, my commissioner, who's really just been a great advocate for this city. I mean, to see him teared up, and Mitch Ford from the city committee. I mean, there were more men in that crowd, and all the women, they were all crying, and I go, oh my God, I had this effect on people, and I've actually, at one point, I found my voice cracking, and I'm pretty good, you know. And I go, my God, these people think that much of me. And you don't think about that while you're in the office.
You really don't.
And when I did it yesterday, I go, oh, my God. I said, I can't imagine that they think that much of me. And that was probably one of the best feelings that I ever had in my life, to be honest. And to have all the calls from around the state, Washington, New York, Albany. And I said to myself, my God. You don't know. You know, it's always the thing. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yep.
And I said I didn't know how they felt until, you know, we're leaving. And it's amazing. And then, you know, you second guess yourself.
Right.
Oh, my God, did I do the right thing? Oh, my God, did I let so many people? But you know what? I didn't because I gave my blood and sweat. And we'll be okay. Just it's going to be a tough transition, but I could tell you this, is that my kids in time will love it that I could go out to dinner and actually get through a dinner.
you get a lot of people coming up and like want to shake your hand when you're out to dinner and say, God. Oh, Mary, you're doing this, or Mary, you should look into this.
Take pictures, and you know, my family go.
Take pictures. People take pictures with you
all the time.
Like Brad Pitt.
Oh, let me tell you, you have no idea. When I first got, and I go, they want to take a picture with me? And I'm going, and so I don't look at it as, you know, the mayor, but I just, you know, no matter where I go, whether it's a bunch of guys out on a stag party night, they want all the even the guys want to take pictures with you. The girls want to take pictures with you. Oh, you know, it doesn't make a difference who they are. People from out of town. I can't tell you how many pictures I take. And people tell me your face is all over everybody's face.
Yeah.
But you know what? How are you going to say no to people that want to take pictures with
you? You can't.
You know.
You say, no pictures today. And then it's like, oh, the mayor, he's so arrogant, he doesn't even want to take a picture with me.
I never refused anybody. And I don't care who it is. I won't refuse anybody a picture. I won't refuse anybody anything within reason. And I just, listen, that's why we're here, you know, to make people feel good.
Yeah.
So if you can't do those things for people, then you shouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
And but I will miss those things. But listen, it's a lot of good memories.
Excellent.
And you know.
All right. Well, Mayor, I really appreciate you stopping by. I know you haven't really spoken to any media outlets since the announcement yesterday, so it was a big deal for you to come in here for me, and it made my day. It really did. It made my. I didn't. The last thing I expected to see this morning was you walk in that door. So thank you very much for coming in. And I will. I spoke with Chief Williams last night at the Common Council meeting, along with Chief Brooks and a number of the Common Council members. And we'll be playing that audio for you in just a little bit. And Common Council President Bill Morehouse will be coming in the studio. And you know, I want to see if he's going to firm up his. Because this move, Dave, it opened up the doors. Opened up the floodgates.
Well, when I started, when I went through half of my speech, and it sounded like a speech for, you know, introducing my candidacy. And when I got to the next paragraph, and I said, well, the next person that will succeed me in this seat, I will help him up. And I looked at all the faces, and people just went into shock. In fact, one of the news reporters asked me, they go, I know why you're here today. And I said, why? I said, why I'm here. And they told me, well, so-and-so's retiring. I go, oh, you know what? I said, how did you know? And then after the press conference, she came up to me. She goes, are you trying to give me a heart attack? and I go, why? And they go, I didn't lie. In 9 months, they'll be retiring along with me.
Yeah, along with you. That's great. Well, Mayor, thanks so much. And I know you're going to be in office for 9 months. You got a lot to cram in those 9 months.
That's right.
And I want to wish you well in everything that you're going to be doing out of office. But I'm sure we're going to be talking. 9 months is a long time.
9 months is a long time.
So people are like, oh, the mayor's not seeking re-election. That's it for him. And you're not planning on being a lame duck mayor coming out?
No, I'm going to finish up every project. The roundabout will be built by the time I leave. The harbor will be poised for success. I will make sure that the master plan will be set. They'll adopt it by the time I leave, and they'll be set. I've already instituted parts of the master plan. By the time I leave, I will leave the next person poised for success, and I'll always be around to use the affiliations I've used around this country to get what we need for Utica. So I'll be here, and listen, I'm a diehard Utican. It's where I hang my heart, you know, so I'm not going anywhere.
Excellent.
So I'll be here.